It's been a tough week for our neighbors in Canada. First, the American women's hockey team snatched the gold medal, preventing Team Canada's women from winning their fifth straight gold. And then the Canadian men's hockey team was knocked out of contention for a gold medal by, get this, the Germans. Winter sports are pretty important to Canadians, and hockey, well, that is a national obsession. Our one-woman Canada desk, Andrea Crossan, explains.
To be honest, I don't remember learning how to skate. I was probably around 4 or 5 years old, but as a Canadian, skating is second nature. But my friend Keiko is new to Canada. She's from Uganda. We met last year when I interviewed her. She's a well-known rapper in East Africa. That's Keiko, the musician. Now she's Keiko, the filmmaker, and a new resident of Canada. Keiko moved to Toronto last summer to go to film school. So when I was in Toronto earlier this week, I invited Keiko to go skating with me. On the way, I asked her how she was managing this winter thing.
It's an experience. I feel like I'm in The Revenant. The movie. I'm like Leonardo DiCaprio. Like, this, it's a real struggle.
For Keiko, moving to Canada means a fresh start. When I interviewed her last year, she spoke openly for the first time about being gay. Uganda is a notoriously intolerant place for LGBT people. So Keiko gets to live her life here in Toronto without the scrutiny she felt in Kampala.
Kind of like the fact that I can just get out and do the most normal things without anybody, like, being in my business. You know, it's just like, I'm a nobody here. Like, it's just nice.
Hi.
Yes. Wonderful.
At the rink, we find out it's family day here. It's the perfect day to be a newbie. They've got instructors on hand to help out. So we get our skates on and head out to the ice. Little kids fearlessly buzz around us, and first-timers cling to the edge of the rink, shuffling slowly. And we join the shufflers.
So hold there. Release your left.
What we both realize quickly is that I am a terrible teacher.
Put your skates forward. So, think about going forward.
I'm stuck.
Let me find an instructor.
The first thing the instructor does is retie Keiko's skates tighter.
And you want to really have them as tight as you can, because it's all about ankle support when you're learning.
After this, she's able to take one hand off the edge, and then the other. And just like that,
I'm skating! The most baby skating you've ever seen in your life, I guess.
Keiko is one of so many new Canadians adjusting to life here. Canada will welcome nearly 1 million immigrants over the next 3 years. And every day, new Canadians are learning how to snowshoe and ski, curl and skate. But the first time trying a new sport is always tough.
You okay?
That's the sound of Keiko, all 6 feet of her, hitting the ice.
I'm never doing this again. It's the most African thing to do. Do not skate. Please do not skate, Africans.
That ended our skating lesson. Later that night, Keiko messaged me. She apologized for complaining about skating, and she thanked me for taking her to the rink. Here's the thing about Canada. We cherish hockey. But politeness? That's always our gold medal event. Keiko's going to be just fine in her new home. I'm Andrea Crossan, Toronto, Ontario.
And thank you very much, Andrea Crossan. That's all for us this week. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios here at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you on Monday. Have a great weekend.